Now on to our final game, Lightning, fill-in-the-blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. And each answer is going to be worth 2 points. Carl, let's go over the scores.
Luke Burbank has the lead. He has 4 points. Brian Babylon has 3. Paula Poundstone, 2.
Okay, so Paula is in third place. You're going to be up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Although President Obama had claimed executive privilege, on Wednesday a House panel voted to hold blank in contempt.
The attorney, Eric Holder.
That's correct. The Florida police chief leading the investigation into blank's shooting by a neighborhood watch member was fired this week.
Trayvon Martin.
That's correct. In a report released last Sunday, search engine blank said it has seen an alarming rise in governmental censorship.
Oh, I don't know, Google?
That's right. Oracle CEO Larry Ellison announced this week that he's buying 98% of one of the blank islands.
One of the Hawaiian islands.
That's right. A man vacationing in South Carolina filmed an epic 30-minute battle between a real-life crocodile and a blank.
And a rubber crocodile.
That's close, but we can't give it to you. It's a pair of Crocs, the shoes.
Oh!
They won, for the record.
Oh.
Hebrew National was hit with a lawsuit this week claiming that its products are not blank.
Kosher.
That's right. Social media users freaked out at their inability to tweet on Thursday when blank crashed.
Twitter.
That's right. A motion-activated camera set up to record animal feeding patterns in an Austrian forest instead captured footage of blank.
Someone having sex.
That's correct. It was... What they got were the mating habits of the Austrian politician. The politician complained that the secluded forest glen didn't have clearly marked signs that read, "Hey, bears, squirrels, and horny politicians, you are on camera." The best part, the politician may be compensated up to $25,000 for having his privacy violated. But officials say there's no compensation high enough for the poor wildlife monitors who can never unsee what they have now seen. Carl, how did Paula do?
Paula had a great round, 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Paula has the lead.
All right, Paula, nicely done. Brian, you're up next. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, fill in the blank.
Okay.
After landing his fighter plane over the border in Jordan, an Air Force pilot from blank was granted asylum.
Syria.
That's right. The man whose police beating led to the 1992 L.A. riots, blank, died last Sunday at age 47.
Rodney King.
That's right. On Thursday, Moody's Investor Service downgraded the credit ratings of 15 of the world's largest blanks.
Banks.
That's right. On Monday, a jury found baseball star blank not guilty on perjury charges.
Roger Clemens.
Ooh, you just got it. That's right. A London tourist whose car broke down near Parliament came back to discover that police had blanked.
Had slept in it.
No, blown it up. Although paramedics were rushed to her hotel room last Friday, it turned out that actress blank was just taking a nap.
Betty White.
Nope.
You're so close.
Think younger and a totally different reason for scare, Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
On Thursday, news broke that NBC officials are planning to replace Ann Curry as the co-host of The Blank Show.
Today Show.
That's right. 3 teens and an Indiana policeman were hurt when one of the teens crashed a blank.
A horse.
No, an educational drunk driving simulator.
That's the word.
The good news? Well, it's the good news is that the modified golf cart that's supposed to simulate drunk driving actually works. The 14-year-old student driver turned too hard and tipped the cart over, just like he would in a real drunk driving accident. The organizers say that it was a fluke, but next time they just might not let the kids drink so much beer before getting in the simulator. Okay, Carl, how did Brian do?
Brian had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, but Paula still has the lead with 16.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Paula has the lead with 16. Carl, how many does Luke need in order to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Okay, 6 to tie, 7 to win. Luke, this is for the game. Ready?
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. Security officials in Egypt said that blank was off life support but in a coma.
Hosni Mubarak.
That's right. A week after his seizure and car crashes, John Bryson resigned as the U.S. blank secretary.
Commerce.
That's right. On Thursday, the Supreme Court rejected FCC fines against 2 broadcasters for blanks.
Indecent swearings by Cher.
That's correct. After he and his fiance picked up their marriage license this week, actor blank got into a scuffle with paparazzi.
Alec Baldwin.
That's right. A Cleveland man who was arrested after flying into a drunken rage at a nail salon said he only wanted to blank.
Visit Sushi Japan.
Nope. Check manicure and pedicure off his bucket list. A series of new studies released this week from Denmark suggests that a little blank during pregnancy may not be harmful.
Alcohol.
That's correct. According to the North Carolina Aquarium, you're more likely to be injured by a blank than eaten by a shark.
An aquarium.
It's another water-filled device, but it is a toilet. Yes, it's true. According to educators at the North Carolina Aquarium, you're more likely to suffer a vicious toilet attack than a shark attack. 40,000 toilets went rogue last year and caused injuries. 40,000. And that led the Discovery Channel, of course, to premiere the new program, Toilet Week. Carl, did Luke Burbank do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers to tie, but Luke had just 5 correct answers. So with 16 points, Paula Poundstone, the district champion.